quality of life and well-being are always been really important to leaders and decision makers in Utah. But we often use, you know, existing data that we have, either from the census or other indicators, and don't have as many mechanisms to just reach out and ask folks about how they're doing. And so this is a way to do that.
Dr. Courtney Flint is with USU Extension and developed the Utah Wellbeing Project. Cities across the state can choose to participate in the project and ask citizens about how they're doing through a short survey. Efforts began in 2019 with 16 cities and grew to 30 cities this year. Because of the pandemic, the survey looks a little different. Changes related to COVID-19 are consistently brought up in the surveys, and researchers are seeing dramatic declines in a sense of social connection and a lack of cultural opportunities, as well as a strong concern for mental health declines.
And mental health is an issue across our communities, from very rural to very urban settings. It's really on people's minds, and the data are telling us that the pandemic has had more of an effect on mental health than, in fact, it has on physical health.
Pinpointing the issues of greatest concern for residents allows municipal leaders to target resources in more meaningful ways. In Harriman, researchers learned most residents care about natural and open spaces. And in Nephi City, officials use survey findings to inform budget planning. Vernal, Utah is participating this year and is the first city in Uinta County to do so. The city planners are ready to hear from their residents, and the survey will be open until March 14th. While researchers are excited by the responses they've received, they want more participation to ensure they are sampling from a representative group. The survey is completely anonymous, takes only 10 minutes to fill out, and can be accessed on the Utah Wellbeing Survey website. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.